Sixth week, seventh day, prayer, the mightiest force. When in all history has there been amassed so much knowledge as in the past 50 years? Through psychiatry, nearly all the mysteries of the subconscious realm have been brought to light, and yet what have we learned about man's soul which is not brought to light by Christ? For years we have been flying through the air, and now with television we send pictures through space. For years we were harnessing waterfalls to turn great turbines, and now we harness the split atoms to fight battles for us. We are setting in motion forces which our forefathers could not even dream of. But how many of us have learned that the power of prayer is greater than the radio or television, and the power of love is greater than bombs? 50 years ago, Steinmetz, electrical wizard and author of more than 300 inventions, said, "For the past 50 years, we have been working with the laws of matter. 50 years from now, we shall be making a study of the laws of spirit. When that time comes, we shall take love into the laboratory and find more power in love than there is in electricity. When prayer is used with the same confidence that we now use the forces of matter, we shall achieve more in one generation than the whole world has achieved in the last 400 years. The 50 years are up now. Let us actually take love and prayer into the laboratory of the spirit and expect to witness miracles as great as the miracles of the radio, an atomic bomb, and greater. Our beloved Heavenly Father, may thy love flowing into us create in us a new love, a new understanding, a new life. May we step deep into the quiet of the upper room, the laboratory of love, and there discover thy precious truth, so that we may build for thee thy kingdom according to the plan and purpose laid out in the beginning by Jesus Christ, thy Son. Amen." Len Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 10. "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven."